Season's greetings. Welcome to another installment of Wonder. This is a blog post about the intersection of nature and the human community. Today's story is Myth, Reality, and Faith. It starts with a quote from Peter Pan. Lizzie, I had no idea fairies are responsible for the changing of the seasons. I thought it had something to do with the Earth's axis as it rotated around the sun. Tinkerbell, that's what we wanted you to think. Here in deep December, I find myself wondering what life would be like if adults actually believed in Santa Claus. I mean, think about it. Our giddy excitement, maybe we too would haul out our blankets by the fireside, hoping and praying for even a glimpse of the jolly man in red. I find it utterly surprising in view of our materialistic and cynical society that we still have this one great myth of Santa Claus remaining with us. I'm glad we do. Sometimes myth and reality also fuse in the natural world. Last year, I started receiving odd phone calls from a number of sane and reliable people living a few miles up the road. All the messages were basically the same. We've been seeing this unusual animal up here, and the only thing there could be is a fisher. Now, Bigfoot would be more common than a fisher, which has been considered extinct here in the state of Washington for more than 40 years, as its preferred habitat is much more akin to the old-growth forests of the Olympic Peninsula than to the dry oak woodlands of Lyle. Fishers are 3 feet long, dark brown or black, and remind me of a small bear with a tail. Foresters like fishers because they're their main prey are tree-munching porcupines. This large weasel has found a way to avoid the prickly quills by flipping the porcupine over, exposing its unprotected belly. So I'd righteously poo-pooed these supposed fisher sightings until my neighbor Mark, who has a knack of identifying wild things, called me up last week. Right near our homes, he had spied an animal trying to force its way into the fenced chicken coop. He said he got a good look at it, and it had to be a fisher. When I attended the theater production of Peter Pan, there was a hushed point when Tinkerbell is near death. And if the audience would only believe, she could be saved. She just might make it if we all clapped our hands. Like the rest of the crowd, I clapped my hands hard, and lo and behold, a fisher came alive in our woods. The next installment of Wonder will be a story called Consequential Strangers. Wishing you all a fabulous holiday season and Happy New Year.